You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Zodiac Zone. 30 minutes of astrological insight with Melissa Markham.
Melissa Markham.
Live from mmestrovibes.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Zodiac Zone
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hi, everyone. I'm Melissa Markham, and I'm thrilled to welcome you to Zodiac Zone. This is your go-to destination for 30 minutes of astrological session that happens every Wednesday at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And so this is my first show, so I'm going to explain a little bit about myself. I'm a seasoned evolutionary vibrational astrologer. Try saying that five times really fast. So what my mission is to guide my clients in understanding really what their soul purpose is, because we all want to know, why are we here? And what ignites us to our highest vibration? And also really what brings us true happiness? So let's dive into the format of our show. First, we'll explore the astrological highlights of this week. Then I'll be conducting live readings on air. And to top it off, during the last week of each month, I want to feature a special guest who will enlighten us about their unique modality. And in some cases, there is some correlation with astrology. So sit tight and prepare for an enriching journey through the stars. So what's going on this week? Well, it is Mercury retrograde. It happened on Monday. And every time I talk about Mercury retrograde, people seem to freak out because they're like, oh my gosh, retrograde, I'm, you know, losing my mind, I can't communicate, and when is this going to be over? So typically Mercury retrogrades last about 3 weeks. And Mercury represents the third house. So it's all about communication, mind, short travel, anything like that. If you're experiencing anything like that this week, as far as just being completely confused, having any type of disruption, misunderstanding with maybe your partner or, you know, somebody at work, any delays, mechanical failures, or any other glitches, just don't take it that seriously. Just say to yourself, you know what, we're in a retrograde, so I'm not going to freak out about this. And really, not all Mercury retrogrades are negative. I believe that it's time, when we have retrogrades, it's time for reflection, revision, and reassessment. It's really time for us to slow down, to review plans, maybe pay closer attention to detail, and to look at some of the time to take precautions, such as maybe double checking information. I would say also avoid making major decisions or signing contracts. And I know sometimes that's hard because if we have jobs and, you know, a decision has to be made, but if you can at all avoid it, it's really best, because communication can sometimes, people may not hear exactly what you say and might not take it in a way that you meant it. So that's what I tell most of my clients. It really helps to mitigate the problem And I would say because this Mercury retrograde is in Aries, it's the fire sign, just slow the bleep down, you know? I mean, just take it as, you know what? I'm not in a rush. I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to freak out if I don't get this done. I'm just going to be zen. I'm just going to slow down. And I know that I'm not going to take this so seriously that it's going to freak me out. And I'm just going to take a breath. So that is my suggestion for Mercury retrograde. It goes on to about April 25th, which seems like a long time, but you know, I mean, it's 3 weeks. So just kind of cool your jets for the next 3 weeks and just, you know, kind of be chill and you're going to be okay. Another thing that I wanted to mention is on April 7th, Venus enters Aries, which for some of us in my chart, I have Venus in Aries. So to me, it will probably ignite that. And so let's talk about some of the positives and negatives when Venus is in Aries. From a positive perspective, it's, you know, very passionate in pursuit of love and relationships. You know, Aries are very bold, confident in their self-expression. And when it goes into Venus, it's, you know, it could be sudden attractions. I always say with Aries in Venus, or Venus, I'm sorry, Venus in Aries is you can fall in love really fast and you can fall out of love really fast. It can create spontaneity, excitement, and really heightened by physical attraction. Some of the negatives include impulsiveness, making quick decisions, and it could affect your money. You know, maybe just kind of revisit if you need something as far as something material, you know, kind of, you know, think about it. Do I really need this? It could be a tendency towards selfishness or self-centeredness, difficulty in compromising or considering others' perspectives, and a need for patience and temperance to avoid rash action or words. So another thing with all of this energy going around and being kind of fast paced, you know, probably don't make rash decisions, big life-changing decisions. I would say kind of like think about it over these next few weeks and revisit it. And just like I said, the you know, the motto is to just, you know, calm down and think about it. I also wanted to include in my show an astro tip of the week. And I have noticed that in my readings, I very, very attracted to my crystals. And for this week, I have an amethyst and a blue calcite. So I would say, and I even say this to my corporate clients too, is mix a little bit of the spiritual with the corporate. In other words, if you're feeling stressed about deadlines or meetings or those big presentations, put some crystals around your area, because I find that they calm me down, because I have a lot of Aries in my chart. So I could be very high strung. And so just put crystals around your work area and also on your lap. You know, the blue calcite on my lap. So that's my suggestion of this week. So next I want to move into doing some readings, and I have Goldie from Richland, Virginia, wanting a reading. So let me go ahead and open up my, put on my glasses and put her into my program. Is Goldie there?
Yes.
Hi, Goldie. How are you tonight?
I'm doing good.
Great, great. So do you have your birth time reading? I mean, your birth time?
No.
You don't have your birth time. I should have probably said that I do need a birth time to do an accurate reading.
Okay, I'm thinking maybe it was 4 o'clock of evening.
4 o'clock p.m. or a.m.? Yes. P.m.?
P.m.
Okay.
Yes.
Great. And day, month, and year you were born?
Okay, February the 14th, 1963.
Valentine's Day, 1963?
Yes.
The city and state?
Grande, Virginia.
Grande? Is it spelled that way? G-R-A-N-B-Y?
It's G-R-U-N-D-Y.
I'm sorry, I'm having trouble hearing you.
Okay, it's D, I can do.
Okay, got it. Thank you. And Virginia? Grande. Virginia, got it. Okay, here we go. Okay, like I said, I'm a evolutionary vibrational astrologer. So I'm gonna look at the elliptical points in the sky called the lunar nodes, and they are very karmic. And so I'm gonna say what it means, and then I'm gonna interpret it. Like I'm gonna say what house it's in and what it means, and then I'm gonna interpret it. So it looks like your south node is in Capricorn, in the sixth house. And the sixth house represents daily routine. It represents health. It represents small animals. It could represent, you know, over 20, 30 things, but I just kind of give like the general what it could mean. But really what I focus on is health and routine. So it's in the, it's in Capricorn in the sixth house, and your north node is in Cancer in the 12th house. So what that means, Goldie, is you're the type of person, first of all, any south node in Capricorn is a very, very hard worker. You know, work means something to you, and you're very organized.
Yeah.
Would you say that? Is that how you are?
Oh yes. All the time.
Yeah. So in this lifetime, and also your nose is in retrograde. So that means the lessons that happen in this lifetime could keep coming back to you. You know? So the purpose in this lifetime is, you ever hear that phrase, let that shit go?
That's
what a north node in the 12th house. And really it's about you getting into the emotional side of who you are. Like, it's not all about work and organization. It's that balance of work and family. And really getting into that emotional, spiritual side of who you are. When you get into that, that is where you're going to find your chi, your happiness, you know? Otherwise, you're going to be the type of person that's always worrying, right?
Oh,
that's always working. that's always wondering, okay, when is this going to stop? Because I can't do this anymore, you know?
Yeah.
And so it's really time for you to get into that spiritual, dream, creative side of your soul, you know, and to have that emotion, you know, not be so, this has got to get done, got to get this done, got to do this, got to do this, got to do that. And another thing I look for in charts is I talk about Chiron being the wounded healer. There's a whole story in Greek mythology about Chiron. And Chiron was immortal, meaning that he couldn't die. So he consistently lived in his wounds until he was released from them. And you have your Chiron in Pisces, and it's in the eighth house. And when I see Chiron in the eighth house, I know this person is going through major transformation. You know, they have gone through a lot in their lives, and especially being in Pisces, where, you know, in some cases they could be mad at the universe, or they started being mad at the universe because they're trying to very hard to get into that spiritual realm of who they are. And in the eighth house is all about transformation. It's an unconscious house. So I would say for you is the biggest thing I would say is to get into that spiritual side of your soul, which you're doing right now, right? You're mm-hmm. calling a spiritual network and you're having a reading. But there, when you fully connect first to yourself and then with others. And I always say this too, when we do the transformations on ourselves, it's amazing how we can transform those around us, and they don't even know where they feel different, right? It's energy. Mm-hmm. So that's really big for you, is to go down really deep with yourself. And I would say too, a lot of times people with Chiron in the eighth house, they could be very afraid of people that are close to them dying because it's eighth house. And what I do, because I have my Chiron in Aries there in the eighth house, is I say my spiritual prayers and my protective prayers of my loved ones. You know, I have found that with my clients that helps them, you know, because they know that there's a protective shield around their loved ones at all times, you know? So it's really for you is looking at everything from a spiritual aspect of everything, knowing that you're flowing with the universe and not against it. Life it's not happening to you. You're understanding that you signed a soul contract, and everything in life is from a spiritual perspective. And you're just, whether it's paying back karmic lessons or whatever you have to do, you're looking at it from a spiritual perspective. And then you can flow with it. Like I said, flow with the energy. That's what I would say to you tonight. Do you have any questions?
Yes, I have one. The one I have is, I'm 61, and you can tell by my birthday. And my mom's passed 6 years. My sister passes, I think, 8 years. They're 2 years apart. And everybody in my side, you know, my uncles, my aunts, I had one uncle died just recently, and I never knew who my dad was. My mom died, you know, before she told me. And I recently found out who it was, and that, you know, his kids is wanting me now. This is just all new to me, so that's the part I need to know.
I'm sorry, what was the last of it? I'm having a slight trouble hearing you.
I'm so sorry.
It could be my connection too. This is my first show, so you know, I'll make adjustments. So
okay. Like I said, you know, all my family is dead but me. I'm the last of a mom's family, you know, sisters and her brothers are gone, and my one and only uncle that helped raise me, that I call him like a father. So I never knew who my father was until here recently. I was told by all these family members who he was, and now I found out he had died in 1974 and found out he had like four boys and one daughter, and they were reaching out trying to, you know, meet and stuff, and that's the fear that's inside. What should I do?
Well, I think this reading has been really, it's really about you finding that spiritual aspect of who you are. And I feel that especially with, you know, your North Node in the 12th house, you can have a connection with your family members on another plane, right? It's not the earthly plane, but it's even more deep than that. And this is where you have to ask for it, and you have to believe that it's possible. We can manifest anything that we want and connect to anything we want, but first we have to believe it first, you know? And this is where you have to believe that there is this afterlife, and that we are spiritual beings and we do have souls, you know, but it's not enough to just believe it from a logical standpoint. You have to believe it in your body and in your emotion. And that's what your chart says, because your chart is a north node in the 12th house in Cancer. So for you, it's a very emotional experience. It's not necessarily in your head, but it's the head-heart coherence. So this is where you have to feel it and ask for it. You know, dear higher self, dear universe, I want to have a connection to my father. I want to have a connection to my family. You know, bring that to me. Help me find that. You know, I feel like we're beings that we almost think it's wrong to ask for what we want, right? Because we've been so conditioned on this third dimensional reality of this is all that there is. And no, you can't ask for that, because that might be selfish or self-serving. And it's not. Once you get into this world, it's amazing the things that I've asked for and the things that I've received just by believing that it's possible. You know, and that's why I'm saying that for you, I would say start by creating an altar with all, you know, the crystals and pictures of your loved ones. And you're going to go there twice a day. You're going to go there in the morning when you first get up, and you're going to ask, you know, to meet them and to have a connection with them, a spiritual connection with them. And then you're going to go there before you go to bed, and you're going to do the same thing. And it's amazing. I feel like you're going to get a lot of information in your dreams. It's, you know, you have so many possibilities with that north node in the 12th house. And I feel too, if you do these things, and it's just not like a one hit wonder. You can't do it just one time and expect, you know, I mean, I think that's the way most of us have been conditioned, right? If we do it a couple times, it's going to work. No, it takes, what, 30 days to create something, and then 60 days where it becomes a habit, okay, to adhere to our muscle memory, so we know to go ahead and do it. And trust me, our ego always kind of combats anything because the ego knows what the ego knows. But if you start doing this work, then you're going to see how your life is going to change. And it really does change. It doesn't mean that we don't have the work that we came here to do, but it just means that you're going to have a connection that you've never felt or had before. And you're going to kind of want to keep doing that. Does this all make sense?
Oh, yes. Yes. It makes a whole lot of sense.
Yeah. And I just feel that, and we're never too young and we're never too old to do these things. No. And you just turned 61, correct?
Yes.
Right. Okay. So you just went through your Saturn return so Saturn return, what happens is, for the first 28 to 30 years, we have one cycle. And then we shift from 58 to 60 as our second cycle. So this could be a completely different cycle for you. And I believe that you will have a relationship with your father. Absolutely. Yeah. And a spiritual relationship.
Yeah, so,
thank you so much for calling. And I appreciate you being my first caller on my first show.
Okay, thank you. You have a good night.
You too. Thank you. Well, I just wanted to say to everybody, thank you so much for listening to my first show. Like I said, what I plan to do, I plan to use the same format next week. I'll probably open it up to two callers next week. But I just wanted to kind of showcase what I do in readings. I really look at, like I said, the nodes, which are elliptical points in the sky. They're very karmic. We come in from the south node. And the whole purpose in this lifetime is to get to our north node, which only there we're going to find true happiness and purpose. And it's not about money. It's not about finding the right person. It's not about your children. It's really about you deep down inside in your soul and what you're trying to accomplish as a soul.